For WGXC 90.7 FM, I'm Ron Diamondstein. Larry Gambon is an artist with a strong interest in nature and the environment. With a professional background in art direction and design, Mr. Gambon utilizes his photographic techniques to convey a sense of the space and scope of the wilderness experience. An exhibition of his wildlife and nature photography opens on Friday, September 28th at the Ulster Savings Bank in Wyndham. And we're very happy to welcome him to our broadcast.
Thank you.
Larry, tell us briefly about your background and how it has come to influence your artistic life.
I've been shooting since I was a kid. I did black and white. When I was in the service, I really got into developing things because I had really, really great dark rooms. And I shot probably black and white for 20 years, and then probably about 15 years ago, started doing color. And about 8 years ago, I guess I started going digital, but I went kicking and screaming into that.
So, yeah, what are some of the advantages and challenges of digital versus traditional film photography? I mean, how...
I wouldn't go back to film.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. I definitely would not. Digital just has opened up a whole new world. I believe the quality is better than film. The advantage is that I'm not spending an arm and a leg also to develop shots that really didn't make it. And I just think the whole realm of digital photography is just taking photography to a whole new level.
Now, what I also like to touch on, though, is in terms of the challenges facing a photographer who works in sort of nature realm, as it were, both technically and logistically. So if you could touch on that a little bit, and then actually we can talk a little bit about how perhaps digital has impacted that as well. I can imagine a few things, like you have the option for obviously multiple exposures without worrying about your budget going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the specific challenges then of
The only thing that's to me is really a challenge is shooting in the cold, because everything slows down, the camera slows down, the batteries go dead real quick. I've been shooting in 20 below zero weather, and you have maybe 8 minutes on a battery.
Wow.
And I have double battery packs, which I use, so it'll get me 16 minutes. But it's just when you're going out in the wild to shoot, you got to bring everything with you. And even when I shot film, it was still, you have to carry a lot.
Right. Did you find it challenging to be sort of on your own in a somewhat perhaps isolated place, or is that part of the process of actual pleasure for you, like being out in the wilderness?
Being in the outdoors is what it's all about. I mean, when I don't do photography, we hike. We try to be outside as much as possible. I've been outdoors my whole life. When I was a kid, we were either fishing or camping. That was vacation, and that's what we did on weekends. So this is just a natural extension of what I did when I was young.
Right. So actually, that's it. That's what I was looking for, an extension. So you were basically an outdoors person before, and then this is just an adjunct to your natural inclination to be there.
Yes, I was an outdoor person, but I was also a city person for a long time. I worked as an art director for over 20 years in the city. I lived in the city. I had an apartment in the city. But we've had the house up here for almost 30 years now.
Wow, you've mentioned in another interview or I saw in some statement that you made that you tend to view art and photography as a deeply creative process, a distilling of reality into a personal vision to capture the emotions of the moment. Can you talk a little bit about what you're trying to express with that?
Sure. When you're out in the wild, you see some really incredible things. If you're going to get a wolf or a grizzly bear, they're usually on a kill, and that's pretty gruesome. And what I try to do is I try to not get the body in the photograph. So you really have to work on angles. And with any photography, you need composition. You need to tell a story.
Right.
And I find that it's a lot of fun to go out there, watch these animals, watch these different behaviors, because every animal behaves differently. If there's a fox, an eagle, a coyote, or a wolf on a kill, they all act completely different, and they all have different worries when they're out there, because some of them will be killed by the others.
Yeah.
And it's just like a dance. It's like watching a dance.
So the process is actually, I mean, for you, the beauty lies in the process. It's not about the gore of the end result. It's really about the process that leads up to that.
Yes, and being there. And you're actually immersed in it. You can get really, really caught up in it. I do everything with my wife, and I actually have her starting to shoot now. One of the things is we spent this past May 13 and a half hours on a elk kill because there were wolves there. And we stayed there throughout the day, 13 and a half hours. And you're tired when you're done, but you're excited because they're 120 yards away from you, these wolves. And that's very, very rarely happens. I go out to Yellowstone two times a year minimum. And we have not been any closer than a mile sometimes. It's just sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't.
Right, right. You know, you seem to primarily focus on the North American continent, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
What speaks to you most about this particular terrain? Is it just the ease of accessibility?
No, it's the diversity. I mean, I live in the Catskill Mountains because I just love it here, although I might be taxed out of here sooner or later. But the Northeast is absolutely incredible. People come here from all over the world just to see autumns. And I've spoken with people all over the world. I've met photographers from all over the world that come to the Catskill Mountains just to shoot autumn. You can go to the desert Southwest. You can go to the Rocky Mountains. You can go to the rainforests of Washington. There's such a diversity. The lakes regions in Minnesota. It's just the Gulf, Florida, everything, Texas, New Mexico. There's spots for wildlife every single place. And what I do is when I plan a trip, it's to either wildlife refuges, state parks that are known for having wildlife, and national parks. And Yellowstone is my favorite place in the world.
Two times minimum.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And I also love Glacier National Park, and I love Alberta, Canada. Alberta is not so much as a wildlife destination, but it is the most gorgeous place I've ever seen in my life.
I took a train through Alberta once going from, actually the train was from Winnipeg out to Vancouver. That was a pretty impressive experience.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah, it was really nice. So in addition to this new showing that's happening in Windham, which we'll also talk to specifically in a moment, you have a concurrently running exhibit in Prattsville, I believe,
yes,
at the Zadig Pratt Museum. And that's dealing with the after effects of last year's Irene storm.
Yes.
And so was that a little bit, did that entail a different style of working, a different style of viewing?
That was probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done because these were the homes of my friends and neighbors. We fortunately live up the mountain, so we were not really affected by it. But down in town, it was wiped out. I mean, literally wiped out. Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very difficult thing to just see. And to do the shooting, it was very emotional because no one wanted photographers down there. And I had to tell everybody that the Zadig Pratt Museum had asked me to do the shooting for the historical record. And everybody would change right away. If they knew I was there for the museum, that was it. But it was also, people wanted to talk about it then. And something that I thought was going to be two or three days shooting in Prattsville turned out to be about 6 weeks of almost continuous shooting.
Wow.
And I have well over 3,500 photographs and probably several hundred stories just from talking with people. Because I think initially, from day two on, people were still in shock. And it was just absolutely amazing. I have photos. One of the photos in the museum is a collage of just faces and people because that whole flood was about people. And they're all smiling. They stopped smiling about 30 days after the storm. But in those first few weeks, I think they were glad to be alive, glad their friends and family were alive. And the reality of what happened, I don't think, sunk in for quite a number of weeks.
Right. Have you given any thought to transforming any of this into a book format? I mean,
I think about it all the time, but it's expensive.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I've had some stuff in a bunch of magazines over this. I've written some stories, but
Well, I wonder, I'm not sure. I was just wondering, perhaps in conjunction with the museum, that there might be a way to sort of cross.
They're trying to rebuild. I mean, if you go to Prasso and go to that exhibit I have in there, there's only half walls there, and the rest of beams. They had to strip out all of the wallboard, and it's just naked. And it's just a tremendous amount of money because the government doesn't fund this. There's no insurance that's going to give you money for this. So they're doing fundraising. That's why the exhibit is there, because we're raising funds. We have a donation. I designed some posters, and they're selling posters. Anything that we can do to get money in there. Just all the historical papers alone are something like $60,000 to have restored. And they're all in a freezer in Pennsylvania somewhere, right, waiting to be restored.
Right, to keep the decay from from continuing. Wow, yeah. So, to turn to a somewhat lighter tone, then, this new exhibit, which is opening on Friday in Wyndham at the Ulster Savings Bank. What is this about? What will visitors find there besides wine?
Besides wine and light refreshments. I have 32 photographs of wildlife and landscapes from all around the country. I have some wild horses. I have some grizzly bear. I got a grizzly bear and 3 cubs. I have otters. I have some shorebirds. Almost anything. I've had 3 shows at Ulster, and each time I've done a show, I've had completely different photographs. And we average about 30 or 40 in each one. I just try to present something new that people haven't seen before. I believe I only have one that I've ever shown before in there, but maybe 2. And it's just a lot of fun to see people's reaction, because a lot of the work that I do elicits smiles from people, as opposed to the Pratt Museum stuff where people were crying.
Right, sure.
And that's why Pratt was so difficult. My wildlife work and my nature photography work is just, to me, it's just a happy thing.
Except, of course, for the poor animals on the other end, the receiving end of the hunters.
It is, but you want to know something? It's life. I mean, that's really what it's like out there. I have actually never seen a kill happen. I came upon them right after it, where they're still steaming, and I really don't want to see it. But eventually it will happen, because I have a lot of photographer friends who've just had animals taken down right in front of them. And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Everybody tells me the same thing. I mean, people scream when they see that happen. It's bad. But no one is going to survive out there if they don't do that. There's no caterers.
No light refreshments.
No.
All right, so Larry Gambon, the opening reception for this new show is Friday the 28th. At 6:15, running through, I believe, 8 p.m., it's at the Ulster Savings Bank, which is located at 5494 Main Street in Wyndham. And I believe it runs through the end of October. And that's Mondays through Saturdays, bankers' hours.
There you go.
There you go. And you have a website, I believe, as well. You can tell people.
www.larrygambon.com. It's LarryGambon.
And a very nice presentation of your work up there with some little anecdotes and stuff. That's really kind of cool. Larry Gambon, photographer of the wild. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.